story of Daniel Robitaille. He made a good living touring the country painting portraits for wealthy families, mostly white, and they love. But you know how it goes. They love what we make, but not us.
Candyman, 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 Candyman.
The legend is, if you say his name 5 times while looking in the mirror, he appears in the reflection. Killed.
Sacrificial offering.
Are you ready for the sacrament?
Candyman.
My victim.
Candyman.
They will say that I have shed innocent blood.
Candyman. Candyman.
What's blood for, if not for shedding?
Candyman will live forever.
Candyman.
An entire community starts attributing the daily horrors of their lives to a mythical figure.
He's the monster. It's part of this neighborhood.
Black people don't need to be zombies.
Why are you drawn to this?
I'm hoping to spread the story all about Candyman. The mirror invites you to summon him.
You know, there's more fake hate crimes, hoaxes being committed than actual hate crimes. Yeah. You know why?
Yeah.
This country does not have a systemic problem with racism. Yeah.
Where are we in the United States of America in race relations?
I have never dealt with racism.
So you've never experienced any offensive behavior from any other color or...
No, sir.
Wow.
Besides, y'all keep calling this a noose. I mean, it looks like a noose, but yeah. You couldn't hang a damn black hamster with this.
So when a fellow shopper told Georgia lawmaker Erica Thomas she had too many items to use the express checkout lane, she immediately accused him of being evil and attacked him on the basis of his race.
3 black college students had claimed they were attacked because of their race, but now they're facing charges because police claim that this surveillance video tells a very different story.
I defended the character when they tried to cancel it. And so there's nothing wrong with Speedy Gonzalez. Mexican people love Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah.
He's like one of our heroes.
This is no longer a sane society, however.
There's more fake hate crimes, hoaxes being committed than actual hate crimes.
Just saying the racist is getting out of control. People almost got mad at me because I wasn't mad at Paula Deen. I'd have been all right. She might have said, hurry up with them niggas chicken.
He was in Chicago late at night and was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack. Apparently, when he's walking down the street late at night, 2 white men came out of the shadows with MAGA hats on and beat him up, tied a rope around his neck, called him all kinds of niggas, and put some bleach on him and ran off into the night. We were so quiet about this shit that the gay community started accusing the African-American community of being homophobic for not supporting him. Because we understood that this nigga was clearly lying.
People in the black community, myself, often worry that we might be a victim of police brutality. So as a public service, the Chris Rock Show proudly presents this educational video.
First, obey the law. Laws were made for a reason. You heard people say, man, I wouldn't do that shit if I was you. Well, here's some of that ish. Carjacking, armed robbery, arson, selling drugs, buying drugs, stabbing, shooting. You know, you probably won't get your ass kicked if you just use common sense.